Hello, and welcome to Bixies Alive, a radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixies Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a battle of the bands between Paul Wildman and his orchestra and the Wabash Dance Orchestra. We all know very much about Paul Wildman. I'll just tell you a little bit about the Wabash Dance Orchestra. This is one of the many Red Nichols groups that recorded during the 1920s. The Wabash Dance Orchestra in fact had only two recording sessions. According to Brian Rust's The American Dance Band discography 1917-1942, the two recording sessions were on September 11, 1928 and September 14, 1928. The composition of the Wabash Dance Orchestra for the September 11 recording session was Red Nichols and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Arnold Brillhart and Jimmy Crossan on clarinet, alto sax, Fud Livingston on clarinet, tenor sax, Kurt Dieterle and Murray Kellner on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Perry Botkin on banjo guitar, Hank Stern on bass bassoon, Gene Krupa on drums, and the vocals were by Glennie Spurt, Richard Roberts, and Charles Small. For the September 14th session, there were some changes. Carl Kress replaced Botkin on guitar, Chauncey Morehouse replaced Krupa on drums, and Phil Baker, Billy Potter, and Tom Edwards were the vocals. Well, let's get started with the music. I will play first from the Wabash Dance Orchestra, a recording of Get Out and Get Under the Moon. This was recorded on September 11, 1928. There is a vocal by Richard Roberts. I will follow that with the Paul Wildman rendition of the same song that was recorded on May 22, 1928. Bix is not present in this recording, and there is a vocal by Bing Crosby and Al Rinker, Harry Barris, and Austin Young. So here is round one of the Battle of the Bands between the Wabash Dance Orchestra and Paul Wildman and his orchestra. ¶¶
you're all alone any old night and you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright and silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above, look, look, look at those sweetest love, oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, all you gotta do, any old night, when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flat, get out and get under the moon.
In spite of the very nice solo by Fud Livingston, in the version by the Wabash Dance Orchestra. This round goes to Paul Whiteman, the vocal by Bing Crosby, and the sweet trio in this recording. There's no way that anyone can beat that. All right, let's continue with the round two of the Battle of the Bands. Now I will play first the Paul Whiteman version. This will be My Pet, take one, recorded on April 22nd, 1928, and this will be followed by the Wabash Dance Orchestra recording of September 12th, 1928, and watch for a clarinet duet of Livingston and Brillhart, and then solo on tenor sax, probably by Livingston, and here the vocal is by Glennis Burt. So here is round two of the Battle of the Bands between Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the Wabash Dance Orchestra, My Pet. Thank you.
Percy, I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why pet with another, my pet? Pet no other, and I pet with nobody but my pet. She's so refined, sweet and kind, perfect gem. And she got it, I love it. Oh, baby, she's got them. My pet told me to be kind, pet. Absolutely, so I pet with nobody but my pet.
In spite of the great vocal by Bing Crosby and Austin Young, Charles Gaylor, and Al Rinker on the Paul Whiteman version, I think that I'm giving this round to the Wabash Dance Orchestra. The clarinet duo, really, I find very, very impressive, and again, Fud Livingston on alto sax does a marvelous job. So round two goes to the Wabash Dance Orchestra. And now, before continuing with the Battle of the Bands, let me do a little bit about the battle at the Forum. We have had a running argument about Eddie Lang and other white musicians, whether they were jazz giants or not, whether there is need for a book like Lost Chords by Richard Sodhalter describing the accomplishments and contributions of white jazz musicians in the 1920s. Well, I thought I would get in a couple of recordings with Eddie Lang in them. And for the first one, I will play the famous Stringing the Blues, recorded by Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang on November 8, 1926, and I will follow that with a guitar solo by Eddie Lang. This is Perfect, recorded on October 12, 1927, with piano accompaniment by Frank Signorelli. So here is Eddie Lang with Joe Venuti in one cut, and with Frank Signorelli on the other. A jazz giant, in my book anyway. Thank you. That is magnificent stuff, isn't it? Incidentally, that was a composition by Eddie Lang, and the previous one, Stringing the Blues, was a composition by Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. Well, let's get back to the Battle of the Bands now, and we'll have the third round. I'll play Because My Baby Don't Mean Baby Now. This was recorded on September 17, 1928 by the Wabash Dance Orchestra, and watch for a nice clarinet by Fud Livingston. The recording by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra of the same song is from June 18, 1928. There is a vocal again by Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charlie Gaylor, and Austin Young. So here is battle, round three of the Battle of the Bands between Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and the Wabash Dance Orchestra.
Yes, sirree, because my baby don't mean maybe now. I just got a little letter just yesterday. Now I feel a little better, and so I say, life is short and mighty sweet, but I know mine is quite complete, because my baby don't mean maybe now. Thank you. easily, because my baby don't need baby now. When the preacher questions me, I'll say yes sir, yes siree, because my baby don't need baby now. I just got a little letter just yesterday, and now I feel a little better, and so I say, life is short and mighty sweet, but I know mine is quite complete, because my baby don't need baby now.
Say that the version of Because My Baby Don't Mean Maybe Now by the Wabash Dance Orchestra is quite nice. The vocal by Tom Edwards is very good, and overall it's a decent record. The Paul Whiteman version with Bix in so many places and the fantastic vocal by Bing at the peak of his voice, as far as I'm concerned, make it no question that this round goes to Paul Whiteman. And overall then, the Battle of the Bands is won hands down by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Well, let's turn now to the modern musicians. I would like to play a couple of sides by the Dukes of Dixieland from a Leisure Jazz CD from 1996. This is MD-1074-2. The title of this CD is Sound of Bix, a salute to Bix Beiderbecke, and in the liners they provide some information about the Dukes of Dixieland. It says there, the Dukes were originally formed by the Assunto brothers in 1949 and became the first jazz group to record in stereo when their Audio Fidelity and later Columbia Records became hot sellers in the 50s and early 60s. Their popularity resulted in long-standing engagements at such watering holes as the famous Door in New Orleans and the Thunderbird Inn in Las Vegas. Fred Assunto passed away in 1964, Brother Frank in 1973, at which time John Shoup took over as producer, manager, booking the band into Duke's Place in the Hotel Monteleone on Royal Street and Mahogany Hall on Bourbon Street over the next 20 years, and currently on the steamboat Natchez for nightly cruises on the Delta from Jackson Square in the French Quarter. All right, the personnel on this CD is Steve Blaylock on guitar, Kevin Clark on trumpet, Tom Fisher on bass, tenor sax, Connie Jones on cornet, Tim Laughlin on clarinet, Everett Link on bass, Tom McDermott on piano, Ben Smith on trombone, and Richard Taylor drums leader. This was recorded, as I said, in May 1996, and I will play first Goose Pimples, and that will be followed by In the Dark. That was a pretty good rendition of Vix's piano composition In the Dark. I'm not so sure about the orchestral version of Goose Pimples. Well, let's get back to Vix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Vix is alive.